Washington. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry talks about Iraq during a visit to Cairo. Russian President Putin calls for comprehensive dialogue with Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Sunni insurgents led by an al-Qaeda splinter group have seized three more towns in Iraq's western Anbar province as Iraqi army forces withdrew. At least six people were killed Sunday by a suicide bomber and a car bomb in the provincial capital of Ramadi. The attack targeted mourners at the funeral of an Iraqi police officer. President Obama warned the insurgent strength could grow and destabilize other Mideast countries. He says the U.S. must remain vigilant but would not send U.S. troops occupying various countries wherever the terror organizations pop up. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Cairo on the first leg of a trip through a region increasingly worried about the sectarian conflict in Iraq. VOA's Elizabeth Arrett reports.
Speaking Sunday in Cairo, Mr. Kerry warned of the dangers of Sunni extremists making gains against the Shiite-led government in Baghdad.
This is a critical moment where together we must urge Iraq's leaders to rise above sectarian motivations and form a government that is united in its determination to meet the needs and speak to the demands of all of their people.
While Mr. Kerry said it's up to the Iraqi people to decide who their leaders will be, the top U.S. diplomat is expected to discuss the formation of a more inclusive Iraqi government during the various stops on his trip. But he said the U.S. is not engaged in choosing or advocating for any one individual or series of individuals for the Iraqi leadership. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.
Secretary Kerry met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the highest-level meeting with the new Egyptian leader since the country's presidential election in May. Mr. Kerry noted the long-standing and deep partnership between Washington and Cairo, saying the two nations would work together to counter terrorist threats. Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank Sunday. Israel saying one Palestinian man was killed in the Nablus area, another killed in gunfire in Ramallah. The clash has erupted as the military continues its search for three missing Israeli teenagers. The three, one with a U.S. passport, disappeared on June 12th in the southern West Bank. Israel blames the militant group Hamas for their abduction, but has no proof they were involved. Israeli officials say an explosion destroyed a vehicle in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, killing a teenager who went to work with his father. Authorities say the 15-year-old boy's father was a contractor who worked on the Golan frontier fence along the Syrian border. Security officials say it appears the vehicle was either the target of a roadside bomb or an artillery shell or mortar round fired from Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will support Ukraine and its president Petro Poroshenko's call for peace talks over eastern Ukraine. Mr. Putin says a political compromise should be reached that ensures the rights of Russian-speaking people living in eastern Ukraine. He spoke Sunday, 2 days after his Ukrainian counterpart declared a week-long unilateral ceasefire in fighting between Ukraine security forces and pro-Russian separatists. Pakistan says more than 300,000 people, including women and children, have left its North Waziristan border district, where an army counter-terrorism offensive is underway. But a senior minister is rejecting UN reports that thousands of Pakistanis have also fled into Afghanistan to seek safety. Ayaz Ghul has details from Islamabad.
The fighting has caused a flood of people to flee Waziristan. Federal Minister Abdul Qadir Baloch is supervising relief operations for the internally displaced people. However, Baloch says few families have shown up at the relief centers.
They don't like to stay in the camps. They prefer to go back, to go to different areas, to their relations, and to take houses on rent, live elsewhere instead of living in the camps.
The minister says families are being provided with food, drinks and cash to meet their urgent needs. He tells VOA that the number of refugees is swelling by the day and is expected to go well beyond 400,000. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
In World Cup football action in Brazil, Algeria defeated South Korea 4-2. Well, Belgium scored a late goal to beat Russia 1-0. In the day's final match, in about an hour from now, the United States will take on Portugal. If the Americans win, they move on to the group of 16. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.